I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I like to sum it up by just saying, for all of them, check the hard drive. You know what I mean? Check the hard drive.
Check the hard drive.
I'd like to know what the hell they're watching at night on their phones, you know?
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Hey folks, it's Rick Wilson. Welcome to 2026 and welcome to the Lincoln Project Podcast. Delighted to be joined today by Ken Casey from the Dropkick Murphys. For 30 years, they've been making kick-ass, Ken, I don't even know how to describe it. It's Celtic, it's folk, it's rock, it's the whole thing. But you guys have been on the stage now for like 30 years and like making a real musical punch for as long as I can remember. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show today.
It's great to be on here. Big fan of your work as well. And it's nice to talk to you.
Likewise. So let me start out because, you know, you guys did the song First Class Loser, which is about how Trump, you know, postures as this masculine hero, but he's a giant pussy.
This next song is dedicated to a guy who wears orange makeup, his pants and his diapers. It's called First Class Loser!
Bobby, he's a jerk. He's everything that we despise. But you can't just tune him out because he's too loud to ignore. When he shows up at your house, get your lights in the door.
We've always been speaking up against Trump since, you know, he came on the scene. We've been around for 29 years, always been about, you know, standing up for working class people, standing up for what's right. And most of the time, our mostly working class white fan base had been in lockstep with us. And then all of a sudden, 12 years ago or whatever it was when he came down the escalator, you know, things started to slowly change. And, you know, we're out there trying to speak up and make our point, but sometimes the nuances of, hey, you know, Trump and the GOP don't have what's best for you in mind. Those are nuances that are tough to fit in between songs on a stage. So sometimes you just got to hit them where it hurts, and you got to show what has an immediate impact and what is frankly, you know, should be a disqualifying subject anyway, right off the rip. And it's just our way of, you know, and also to remind the voters that in the audience that is so concerned with their male masculinity and all that, that is this the guy? Is this the guy that should represent your male masculinity that wears makeup and diapers? You know, so you only have short amounts of time to make your point, and you gotta make the point. You know.
Yeah. He's not a strong man. He's not a masculine man. Talk to me about like how that working class audience that you guys have really good connection with, how did they get tricked by this fucking guy?
Yeah, I often think like you know, it doesn't necessarily shock me, especially in the day and age of, you know, social media and all the misinformation out there, that doesn't necessarily shock me that somebody tricked America. It just shocks me that this guy tricked America, because, you know, being a silver spoon little baby brat, you know, is like, it's so opposite of everything that, you know, working class values are about, you know, being handed $400 million. You know, it just, it
in 1980s money, $400 million was real money.
Yeah, right.
Hey folks, winter is still very much upon us. It is a new year and the days are cold, and that means your winter wardrobe really has to deliver. If you're craving a winter reset, start with pieces truly made to last season after season. Quince brings together premium materials, thoughtful design, and enduring quality, so you can stay warm, look sharp, and feel your best all season long. You know, Quince has everything you need. Men's Mongolian cashmere sweaters, my favorite, wool coats, leather and suede outerwear that actually hold up to real daily wear and keep looking good. You know, we found that their outerwear is especially impressive. It is, keeps you warm when it's actually cold out. The stuff that works and looks great. Each piece is made from premium materials by trusted factories that meet very rigorous standards for craftsmanship and ethical production. You know, by cutting out middlemen and traditional markups, Quince delivers the same quality as the luxury brands for a fraction of the price. This means classic styles that you'll love and that hold up year after year. In fact, I'm wearing a black Quince polo shirt right now. I am the guy with the largest collection of black polo shirts in the world, and I've recently just buying them exclusively from Quince because I love them so much. Because I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt today because it's Florida and it's in the 70s today. But tomorrow it's going down into the 30s. Our weather is weird. So the Mongolian cashmere sweater will be coming out. I've got several of those now, and I think they're fantastic. You could pay hundreds of dollars more for the same quality that Quince gives you every single time. Love the cashmere sweaters. They are ridiculously soft, and I think you'll really like them. You should also dive into Quince's website for home, travel, kitchen, and bath as well. It's not just clothes anymore, but everything they do comes with the same commitment to high quality, reasonable prices, and amazing craftsmanship. I think you're really going to love it. So refresh your winter wardrobe with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lincoln for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada also. That's quince.com/Lincoln. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lincoln.
So I'm just as perplexed as everybody else how it happened, but I do know how it happened. It's the same old, you know, division and tricks of immigration, racism, you know,
right,
that's used to divide.
Why don't you set up a migrant league of fighters and have your regular league of fighters? And then you have the champion of your league. These are the greatest fighters in the world. Fight the champion of the migrants. I think the migrant guy might win. That's how tough they are. He didn't like that idea too much, but actually, it's not the worst idea I've ever had. No, it's these are tough people. These people are tough, and they're nasty, mean. It's incredible that they come totally unchecked. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country. We will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country. We have two enemies. We have the outside enemy, and then we have the enemy from within. And the enemy from within, in my opinion, is more dangerous than China, Russia, and all these countries. You know, when they let, I think the real number is 15, 16 million people into our country, when they do that, we got a lot of work to do. They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what they've done. They poison mental institutions and prisons all over the world, not just in South America, not just the three or four countries that we think about, but all over the world. They're coming into our country from Africa, from Asia, all over the world. They're pouring into our country. Nobody's even looking at them. They just come in. The crime is going to be tremendous. The terrorism is going to be. Terrorism is going to be. And then we built a tremendous piece of the wall, and then we're going to build more. Somalians, ripped off that state for billions of dollars, billions, every year, billions of dollars, and they contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. I can say that about other countries, too. I can say it about other countries, too. We don't want them to help. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise, and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell, and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it.
But I also think where Trump has that success is that it takes that perfect combination of the malignant narcissism mixed with dementia to be able to look in the camera, lie, and look at your audience and never blink, never flinch on your lies.
Never breaks.
You know, if most people had even an inkling of conscience ever creep in, or, you know, a second thought on a lie they told. But the fact that he believes his own lies is really what sets him apart. I think that people say, look how this guy, you know, so adamantly says what he says, even if the video evidence says otherwise. And I think that's the key to his success, really, is just being such a freaking liar, you know?
Yeah, I think that really is. It's like, and you're right, he doesn't. He's like the perfect sociopath. He doesn't blink. He doesn't show any tells. He just says whatever the shit he thinks is going to get him out of trouble that minute. You know, going online without ExpressVPN is like leaving your laptop unattended in a coffee shop. You know, you might be okay. Might still be there when you come back. Most of the time, it's going to be fine. But what if one day you came out and you found that your laptop was gone? That's when your life changes. That's when you realize somebody else is inside your personal business, inside your information. Because the laptop, it's valuable, but what's on it? Your life, your business, your personal data, your personal files, your family information. That's what's important. You know, every time you connect to an unencrypted network, and whether that's in a coffee shop or a cafe or a hotel or a restaurant or an airport, your online data is not secure. Any hacker on that network can gain access to your computer, steal your personal data. Just like if they picked it up off the table in a coffee shop, they get your passwords, your bank logins, your credit card information. Unfortunately, it doesn't take much knowledge to do that sort of thing. These 12-year-old script kids are able to hack into computers on these unencrypted networks all the time. And it's valuable. On the dark web, hackers can make $1,000 a person selling your information. It's going to cost you a lot more than that. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. That encryption is the heart of your privacy. That encryption is what keeps you safe. And ExpressVPNs is among the best in the world. And right now, folks, ExpressVPN is a deal. They've got the lowest price ever. Plans start at $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. And if you travel as much as I do, that 12 cents a day is an easy investment. It's super easy to use. You fire up the app, you click one button, you're protected. Doing some of the math on this, encryption like the kind ExpressVPN provides, it would take hackers with supercomputers a billion years to get past that encryption. It's proof against industrial grade hackers. And that makes me feel secure using ExpressVPN. It works on all my devices. Phones, laptops, tablets, desktops, everything. And again, in all of them, it's one click and you're safe. You know, they've also got a dedicated IP service that's engineered for what they call zero knowledge design. That means it's so sophisticated that even ExpressVPN can't hack your traffic. They can't see what you're doing. And for customers in the US, they have a plan called Identity Defender. It's a new suite of tools that gets your data removed from these data brokers. It alerts you when your data appears on the dark web. And it even insures you against data theft for up to $1 million. They're rated number one by top reviewers like CNET and The Verge. And there's a reason they endorse them and why I endorse them. You know, I travel a lot, over 150 days a year in an election year like this year. And so when I'm on the road, ExpressVPN is on my tablet, on my phone, on my laptop. It's important to me to use that sort of thing because the work I do, I don't want people knowing what ads we're going to run or what speeches we're going to give or what we're working on. And I think it's important for everybody, not only to secure their work, but to secure their personal life as well. You know, I've been hacked, I've been doxxed, and ExpressVPN gives me a sense of confidence that there's a line of defense between me and the bad guys. So secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Lincoln Project. That's expressvpn.com/Lincoln Project to find out more about how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Lincoln Project. But I want to ask you, because I'm starting to see, like, from the nerdy professional political side, working class folks are starting to figure out that Trump has absolutely screwed them.
The soybean industry has been particularly hard hit by the trade war as China boycotts the American export.
I don't believe there'll be a profit this year. I think we will go backwards.
It's an endless cycle that we're caught in right now. And this is all I know. Can't do it any better.
Incredibly heartbreaking. Let's bring in CBS News correspondent Lana Zak, who's joining me now from Iowa City, where many farmers are sadly feeling the pinch. That gentleman you were speaking to there, Lana, you can just hear and see how devastating all of this has been for him. So just break down for our viewers the consequences that are sort of trickling down to farmers who are facing these dire straits from trade tariffs over the last few months.
Yeah. Hey there, Vlad. Good to be with you. So that's Rob Ewald. He is a corn and soybean farmer in the Quad Cities. And I have spent several days with him. And over the course of all of that time, that was the rare breakthrough of emotion that we heard from him. Like most farmers, usually he tries to put on a brave face, but he said he wanted to be honest about how difficult the situation really is because he wants others to know that they're not struggling alone. And he grew up in the 1980s watching his parents go through the farm crisis of the 1980s, and he sees the parallels to right now. Part of the problem is that he, as he said, pitched a perfect game. He has a huge harvest. He has tried to keep his expenses low, but with tariffs, all of those expenses have gone up, and the cost for machinery has gone up, the cost for repairs has gone up, fertilizer, all those input costs are much higher now. And then on top of it, China, the single biggest soy purchaser in the world, has decided not to buy any U.S. soy as a result of those tariffs from the Trump administration. That means right now he is stuck with all this extra produce, and he doesn't even know really what to do with it, whether he should hold on to it or sell it at an extremely low price.
On his 200th day in office, President Trump slapped new tariffs on dozens of countries around the world, tariffs averaging more than 18%, the highest number in nearly a century.
U.S. companies, they're navigating these shifts in real time. So we actually went back to one small business we've reported on before to get a snapshot of the impact that this has had.
It is the last day.
Jennifer Bergman is the owner of Westside Kids, an independent New York City toy store founded by her mother.
The toys and the books and the games, they're memories that we all cherish from our childhood.
After 44 years, Westside Kids is closing.
Our ultimate competition is online shopping.
That was her biggest challenge when we met in December. Then the tariffs came.
Where do most of the products in your store come from?
China.
And kind of what percentage?
90%, I'd say.
Big box retailers are better able to absorb tariffs with the ability to buy in bulk and stockpile. By the summer, Bergman's business had taken a big hit.
With the announcement of the tariffs, people just got really scared and stopped spending money.
How much of a factor were the tariffs in that decision?
It was the final nail in the coffin, definitely.
I'm going to look back in this room.
Yeah.
One last time.
Yeah.
What's that going to feel like?
It's going to feel good. We've made a difference to make a child smile, to make a child laugh. And we did that. And we did it for 44 years.
While it may be the end of Westside Kids, Jennifer Bergman wouldn't change a thing.
So I was 14 when the store opened. I'm 58 now. I grew up here. It's my home. Met some amazing people. I wouldn't have wanted to do anything else.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I feel like there's a crack in that armor now because they're not getting a golden age. They're getting foreclosed on. They're losing their jobs. They're losing their farms, all that stuff. Are you starting to pick that up with the folks you're talking to and seeing out there?
I am. But, you know, obviously there'll be that X percent, right? Whether it's 20, 30% that never change. And unfortunately, in some ways, that is the people that are like the loudest, you know, in his support. So I know when to give up on that person, though. You know what I mean? When, like, what happened yesterday with video evidence, you know, someone's already said, well, she shouldn't have been in the street. Okay, well, I'm not going to debate you anymore, you know, or if it's trying to justify the Epstein stuff, you know, I'm like, well, what about Bill Clinton? Why lock him up? I don't know.
Okay.
He's not the president
If he's a criminal who's on the island doing bad shit. Okay.
Right.
Lock
like,
him up.
So those type of people, I know that they're not coming back. However, I definitely notice what I would like to call a slow step back from the whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
Because even if you just use for a small portion of this as a segment to try to analyze it, the band, would get trolled, death threats. I mean, just constant barrage from that element of our audience that had turned, you know what I mean? And those threats and that stuff, it just keeps creeping down. You know what I mean? Because it's like wearing the scarlet letter. You leave that comment, you own it. You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong. There'll still always be that percentage that will proudly go to the grave with them. But I feel like there's a lot of people that are just trying to, and hoping in 10 years when this is all in the history books, they can say, I was never back in that, you know. The tweets will still be there to prove that they were, though, you know.
I think one thing that did pull a lot of guys over to Trump, and again, we talked a little bit in the beginning about First Class Loser, was that fake masculinity of Trump's. I'm a tough guy, knock him down, all that stuff. That guy, I promise you, has never taken or given a punch in his life.
Yeah,
In a fight in his whole life. And I think that's starting to fall apart too, because he's dying in front of our eyes. You know, he doesn't look healthy. He doesn't sound healthy. I mean, that shit he did at the Republican caucus meeting this week, all the goofy like facial expressions. I'm like, I don't know if we're going to have this guy around for 6 months, much less another decade.
I want to really, but she gets it. And dropped the thing.
You know, as someone who, you know, was raised, you know, by a single parent mother, you know, and people like that, like myself, you know, you're taught empathy and stuff like that, you know, I think to a high degree, right?
Yeah.
Not that I didn't learn, you know, about like masculinity and that kind of stuff, like more from like the street corner or my friends down the park or whatever. And, you know, but my point is, I feel like real masculinity, if I hate that term, but you know, it's like, it's not, if you're about it, you don't, it's like anything in life. If you're about it and you're real, you don't have to talk about it and put on a show, right?
And man, they put on a show with those guys all the time.
And I really think with everything, it's like, you know, that whole, like, I think they protest too loud. Like, it's a cover, man, for something. You know what I mean? With all of them. I like to sum it up by just saying, for all of them, check the hard drive. You know what I mean? Check the hard drive. I'd like to know what the hell they're watching at night on their phones, you know?
Well, there's a reason Grindr crashes every time there's a talk Turning Point USA or a Republican event in a city. You know, you and I are not as young as we once were. You guys, though, still seem to keep up a very high energy schedule, a very high energy, you know, you guys put on a high energy show. I mean, what is it that keeps you guys in the fight? It keeps driving forward? Because you guys, I mean, I was watching some tape of you guys before the show today. I was like, man, I can't jump my ass around on a stage like that for 90 minutes.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. It's punk rock keeps you young, and then it beats you down and ages you at the same time. It keeps you young and hot and in spirit, but you're back. Trust me, you know, like people will say that to me. Oh, what are you thinking? What do you think? You're 20 years old still? And I'll say, for the 90 minutes we're on stage, I do feel like I'm 20 years old.
Right.
It's the other 22 and a half hours a day. That's the problem.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But, you know, that kind of audience, like, you know, we're fortunate enough to have such a enthusiastic, you know, amazing interplay between band and audience that it's just, it can't help but, like, you know, the adrenaline that pumps through you and stuff, it's an inspiring feeling. And another thing we're blessed with, and I don't know really where this comes from, maybe the times a little bit, is we still have this, like, intense desire to, like, create new music and still achieve things, whereas I think a lot of bands that have been around as long as we are, they're just, yeah, let me just, you know, go out and play the songs
the
everyone
top seven
knows,
hits, and that'll be that.
And get a paycheck. And I don't know, I still want to, I still feel like we have, you know, a story to tell and good music to write. And then also the times have... I feel like if you want to talk about a reset in the band's career post COVID, you know, we did these two acoustic albums of Woody Guthrie's unpublished lyrics and went down to Tulsa and we're going through the archives. And we've always had a great relationship with the Guthrie family, but something about going down to Tulsa and we'd go over in the mornings to the archives and just kind of having our coffee before it was even open, roaming around before we went to the studio and just
right.
And we had never done anything like that before. Like I remember like growing up, you know, like, oh, the Clash went to Jamaica to make an album to like, you know, and I'd be like,
right.
Does that shit really work putting yourself in the environment, you know, but it really did. It really did. And we went out to Okemo where Woody was born and so here we are stepping into this history for two albums worth of music of real original, arguably, you know, the OG of, you know, American protest music and read, you know, and going through these lyrics and I should, you know, he's got well, there were thousands when people started to do remakes, but at this point, there's probably a few hundred pages of lyrics, and I really, as I went through them to see which ones we were going to try to put music to, because, you know, he had passed before he ever recorded these songs.
Right, right.
So there's no music, just the words, and I really tried to choose ones that were like, man, this could, because so many of them, you're reading them, they're from the 30s or 40s, and you're going, holy shit, he could have wrote this yesterday, and it would apply to what's happening today. So I think we came out of there with this, like, I feel like we've always spoke, sung about, and represented, you know, working class values and stuff. But after going in and doing those projects, we came out of there with like a newfound spirit for the protest side of Dropkick Murphys. And then combine that with two acoustic albums. So on the musical side, we were ready to like be unleashed and get loud again. So, you know, our last record, I feel like, you know, was kind of a cause and effect thing with the acoustic, made us want to be louder. And then we just, we have another album coming out, a split with another band, which is what we used to, punk rock bands, you know, in the early days of our career, we'd do all these splits with other bands. It's a kind of camaraderie thing to it. And
and
that music on that that's coming out is even, you know, even heavier than the last record. So I'm like, what do we think? We're 20 again, you know?
Well, you know, listen, I mean, you know, we talk about Woody Guthrie, and that music reshaped a lot of politics in this country.
Yeah.
It really gave people a framework that they didn't have about the economic problems and injustices. And I feel like you guys are also hitting that with how you're talking to these working class audiences. You know, a friend of mine one time said, you know, when the rich lady who voted for Donald Trump with a Trump sticker on the back of her Land Rover drives by that road crew and there's a black guy, Hispanic guy, and a white guy all busting their ass, laying asphalt, she hates them. She hates them equally.
Yeah.
She hates all of them equally. And, you know, that idea that music is a call to arms and a call to action. I mean, and you mentioned The Clash. There was the same sort of overlay in The Clash's music coming up. And by the way, my first Clash concert was in 1977. My friend and I told my parents we were going camping, and we drove up to Atlanta to see them.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I knew you.
Flat fucking lied to our parents. Yeah, we're going to go camping this weekend.
I knew you were a real one. Well, you know, and I, by the way, you know, music, for what it's worth, is, you know, thank God for yourself and all the other people that are not weaving it to mainstream media for us to get our facts. But at the same token, there's X amount of the population that's not turning on the news or not going to podcasts to find out. So I really think that whether it's music or pop culture in general, I feel like he always used to be able to count on them to be like the first line of information. And during this Trump era, a lot of these people are going silent because they just don't want the hassle of being, you know, threatened or boycotted, you know, the whole, like, you know, Bud Light vibe, but, you know, but which it's all, to me, it's all smoke. I'd like to say, as someone who's, and I'm saying this to any other bands that may be watching, the water's fine. Come on in. Like, it's not scary. Like, speak up. You're not going to get canceled. Because, by the way, the power of MAGA, arguably, if they ever had it, it's gone. They don't have the power or the ability to cancel you. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's Russian bots. You know, the insurrection was 10,000. That was like their Super Bowl, and a lot of them were paid to be there. You know, that kind of power and strength that we all witnessed. Oh, my God, that's scary. There's 10,000 people, you know, beating cops. But, you know, how many people were at their little, you know, recreation they tried on January 6th this year?
Like a dozen assholes.
It has been 5 years since a mob of President Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol to try to disrupt the certification of the presidential election that he lost. Today, a much smaller but ardent crowd of his supporters returned to the site of the 2021 insurrection, marking the first January 6th since then, with Trump back in the White House and most of those involved now fully pardoned for their actions on that day.
So glad that people are not losing sight of the importance of that day. It's a day Congress let us down and continues to let us down.
Just after 1 p.m., exactly 5 years after President Trump concluded his remarks at the Ellipse, telling protesters to fight like hell, the crowd set off for the Capitol. Among those taking part in the day's events was Enrique Tarrio, the former leader of the Proud Boys, sentenced to 22 years in prison for seditious conspiracy and other charges.
What do you do January 6th over again? I know you weren't here in D.C. that day, but you were considered one of the masterminds of what happened. Would you do it again?
I would definitely do everything I did again, because I'm not guilty of that crime. Again, I'm sitting here pardoned. If I told you, yes, I did it, you know, I wouldn't face repercussions, but I'd be lying to you.
You were found guilty, though, by a jury of your peers, right?
Well, they're not a jury of my peers. I mean, they had bias, right? They showed bias.
So this is January 6th. These are the hostages, approximately 1,500 for a pardon.
Yes.
Full pardon.
On the first day of his second term, President Trump pardoned or commuted the sentences of everyone charged, whom he called hostages.
Today is the day to honor those that died and to celebrate those Americans that stood up.
January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The point is, like, don't give these people more power than they deserve. And bands in particular should be taking the airwaves back. I'm working on, I don't know if you saw, there was a thing in the UK, actually, it was a march in London, and it was started by two Irish bands, Fontaines DC and Kneecap. Yeah. It was called the Alliance. And I've been trying to, like, I don't want to start shaming other bands, but I'm trying to, like, say, gather some, you know, get that similar kind of movement going here, just because punk rock should be on the front lines of this whole thing, you know?
Absolutely.
So hopefully, next time we talk, there'll be a larger,
I'd love crew
of us. Yeah.
So you guys have cut a remake of one of your previous songs about ICE, which I think, you know, on the day we're recording this is one day after the killing of Robin or Renee Good in Minneapolis. So tell us about that.
Yeah, well, the original song was called Citizen CIA, and it was just kind of like a mock of recruiting thing for mm-hmm. ISIS. Come help us destroy other governments and it was I would say a tongue in cheek commentary on American interventionism, but so we started live changing it and changing the words to be about ICE, it's because the chorus would say Citizen CIA, and now we say Citizen ICE, but we change a bunch of the words to just be about supporting the regime, bullying immigrants. One of my favorite lines in it is we changed to is too scared to join the military, too dumb to be a cop, just things like that. I think it's like punk rock's duty to troll, and to just be a voice of, I understand we're not changing anything major, but, we do it and another band does it. And if everyone's doing it, then it just puts them back under the rock that all these people used to hide beneath,
Yeah. And you know what? It's like many hands and light work, as they say, yeah. Everybody gets to take one oar in the boat. And so I appreciate what you guys do, man, so much. Really, really, really enjoy what you do.
I would feel remiss to not say, having witnessed that like everyone else in the country, there's many lows that we keep hitting in this country. But that was despicable to a whole new level. Our hearts go out to her and her family. And that's that finally hit that, well, for everybody to notice that Orwell quote, when you're told to not believe the evidence
of your
own eyes.
The final command was to not believe your own eyes. Yeah. Horrifying, man. So to end up on a lighter note, are you guys on tour right now, or when are you
on
the road
again? No, we start a tour February 9th, I believe, in Portland, Maine, and it goes out as far west as Denver, and we end with our homestand in Boston over St. Patrick's Day for four shows that we've always been doing. And that split album I mentioned is only going to be available in person at those shows, and then it'll come out after the tour in terms of streaming. But we're going to get a clip to you to play to debut. Rick.
Oh, I love this. I love this. Well, and by the way, Whitney's out in Colorado. She may show up in your Denver show.
We would love that. We would love that.
I love it. Ken Casey, thank you so much for coming on the Lincoln Project podcast today, brother. I really appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Rick, and
look forward to seeing you live soon.
All right. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production. Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney. Edited by Riley Main. Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Good night, and good luck.